The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, first of all, today we're going to talk about a Stronger Starts program for schools. And I'm joined in studio by Natasha Adams, the CEO of Tesco Ireland. Natasha, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What is the Stronger Starts food program?
So the Stronger Starts food programme began in November 2021, and it was born out of some of the learnings that we saw through COVID around the challenges some children have in access to nutritious food and vegetables. So fast forward to today, we are in 240 DESH schools in every county in Ireland, and 5,000 children each week benefit from a bag of fresh fruit and veg to take home each week. And today we're announcing both some research that we've done, which is showing the impact of the programme, but also that we're committing to extending the programme to a further 80 schools.
So the kids don't eat the food in school, they take it home?
No, they absolutely take it home. So in the bag, there'll be spuds, there'll be carrots, there'll be onions, there'll be apples and oranges. So for the in-home consumption. And so what the research has showed us is that intervention is really, you know, showing really, really strong impacts.
Now you'd think a programme like this, it's good PR. I mean, Tesco gets a nice warm glow when it's associated with something like this. But you've done research to see, does it really make an impact?
Yes.
And what was the nature of that research and what did it find?
We wanted to understand the true impact so that we could continue, double down our commitment to it and extend it. So we asked Ipsos to do an independent piece of research with all of those involved, parents, guardians, school principals, home liaison officers and our colleagues. And what it's shown is some fantastic results. So over 80% of parents agree that the programme is impacting children's diet, their physical health. Over 80% are saying they're seeing improved energy, mood and well-being and you know, really strong improvement in attendance at school. And there's a couple of areas that the research has shown that has absolutely delighted us and was never the intention when we set out. And that was nearly 85% of parents and guardians said the bag of food coming home has encouraged stable routine. It has encouraged cooking at home, exploring food and ingredients with the children and eating more together.
And the children, it appears, have a more varied diet now. It's almost as if they weren't being offered these things at home, and once they discovered them, they enjoyed them and wanted more of same.
Exactly. And so it's really met a number of needs. The needs for food security, you know, a number of the parents and guardians have said, look, this helps me provide more meals at home. Because of its fresh, nutritious nature, it's introducing, you know, really healthy food to children in their formative years.
How is the individual bag assembled every day?
So we have a fantastic collaboration across this programme. So three of our longest Tesco Ireland suppliers, Country Crest, Dole and Keelings, help us with the fruit and veg. That gets delivered to our distribution centre and our teams pack all of the bags, all 5,000 of them, and then Onpost then take those bags for us. They're delivering to the schools all across Ireland anyway, and then that allows us to take miles off the road and make it easy for the school to receive the bags.
Okay, so these suppliers supply the food centrally, if you like, to your warehouses where they're packed into these bags, and Onpost do the heavy delivery lifting. So you what? Foot the bill? Is that it?
Look, it's a collaboration. And so what's important to us is that we lead the programme. We work with the schools. Our store managers in the local area all know the schools. And so it's about the community connection that we're creating.
How varied is the produce every week? I mean, if you give them spuds and carrots Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they'll get browned off with the carrots anyway by Friday. So how varied might it be?
We vary it through feedback. So look, it's a learning. So originally when we set out, we did get lots of feedback that no one needs that many onions in their life. And so we vary it. And we also use seasonal opportunities. So our supplier partners have been brilliant in helping us to alternate and put leeks in or broccoli in, you know, so that we're able to provide the variety.
Do the schools get the food on the same day every week?
Yes.
So is it a Monday or the beginning of the
week? It's early in the week, and the schools know when they're going to get it. And between the principal and the homeschool liaison officer, they work with the families around what is the best way, whether that's the child picking it up and taking it home, or whether we get it, the home liaison officer delivers it to home. So it's all managed at school level.
Now, you know, the old joke about kids in underprivileged areas, particularly, they think that milk comes out of a bottle, not out of a cow. So you can have nice, nutritious food coming into the house, but if you don't know how to use it.
Yes, exactly. And so one of the things that we include in the bags is seasonal recipes. And we work with nutritionists to help us put together, if these are the set of the ingredients, what are a few of the recipes that we can make that can support the families to make the best of the produce? And that works incredibly well.
How long-term a commitment is this? I mean, it's great to have this coming in. And then someday someone who succeeds you in the job, for example, says, it's over. This is costing us too much. It's too much trouble. So how long-term is your commitment?
So I think what the first thing to say is this has got a very special place in the hearts of everyone at Tesco Ireland. So that they're, you know, this is a whole team effort in delivering this fantastic programme. For us, it's about making sure that it is long term and it is sustainable. And that's why we're announcing a further 80 stores across across 2025, which means that we will be in 320 DESH schools. It's about a third of them, predominantly in band one. So really where the support is needed most. And we are committed to the programme.
And in terms of not all attendees at a DESH school are, if you like, typical DESH students. It just happens to be the school
exactly.
that they attend.
Yes.
Does everybody get it, irrespective?
No. So this is where the we hand over the decision making to the school and the home liaison officer, because they're the right people to make the decision about which children, which families benefit. Some benefit every week. Sometimes they alternate it, but they're working locally with local families, and that's really important that they do that.
There will be no doubt principals of some DESH schools across the country saying, "Why not us? We want some of this. This sounds great."
Get in touch.
Okay, as simple as that.
Get in touch. The other thing that we're announcing today is, and you know, leads back to your point around understanding where food comes from. One of the things that this has shown us is that actually there's more we can do here. And we've piloted pre-Christmas what we call Stronger Starts Cooks, which is a program for schools around where does food come from, what does it taste like, how can you really understand tastes and recipes. And we used our stores as a base for showing young children sort of how the food, where food comes from. And so for us, that's another announcement today where we're going to build on that and seek to launch a program that can be used in many, many schools, but that's focused on cooking skills and life
so the
skills.
Idea that you would design a program which schools then could buy into or not.
Yeah, exactly that.
OK, very positive news to start our program this morning. And Natasha Adams, the CEO of Tesco Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.